Today we're doing Beitza Daf Chaf Amud Beis, picking up on the heels of the story we told last time about the Talmidei Beis Shammai and Talmidei Beis Hillel, where they had an argument about whether you're allowed to bring the Oles Riya, and how the Talmud of the Beis Shammai was the one who actually successfully ultimately established the halacha to follow the Beis Hillel. So we are at the two dots. We're going to tell another story, and says the Gemara, Shuv Maisa B'Talmud Echad Mi Talmidei Beis Hillel. There was another story of a Talmud from the Talmidei Beis Hillel, Shevi Oles Elazar, who also brought his Ola and Yamtuf to the Azar to do Smicha. He found a Talmud of the Beis Shammai, saw him and said to him, Mazu Smicha, what's the Smicha you want to do on this carbon against the Shita of the Beis Shammai? We all you're not allowed to do that. Amalo, the Talmud Beis Hillel said to him, Mazu Shtika, where is the quiet, where is the silence that you should be engaging in right now instead of criticizing me? Why aren't you being quiet? Shitko b'nezifa v'halachlo. So he quieted him in anger, and he sent him on his way. If we learn from this story that a Talmud Chacham whose friend starts up with him, don't escalate the level of the fighting. Don't respond to him with more lengthy response than what he told you in the first place. You see how to respond. Even if you have to give a rank out, you have to do something that insults the person, but not more than he did to you. So he used three words, mazu smicha, you used three words back, mazu shtika. Now, we're going to have a brisa now that's going to explain the source of the machlokas from Hashem Beis Hillel in our Mishnah. You have machlokas about olas ri'ya, whether it's allowed to be brought in yantav or not. So Tanya says the brisa. Amla Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, you know, it's really a kal v'chomer that you should be allowed to bring an olas ri'ya on Yom Tov, because a ma b'makom sha'asr lehediot, in a situation where you're not allowed to do any malacha for hediot, meaning on Shabbos, still mutar l'gavoa, you're allowed to bring karbonos in the Beis Hamikdash, you're allowed to bring karbonos tmidin and musafin on Shabbos. So on Yom Tov, which is makom shemutar lehediot, where you're even allowed to do malachos for a hediot for regular purposes, Ochel Nefesh Malachos, Eino Din Shemutu LeGavoa, all the more so, you should be allowed to bring for Gavoa, for Karbanos. So you should be allowed to bring an Olas Ri'ya on Yom Tov. Amalem Beisham, Beishamay respond back, Nedarim Nedavos Yochichu. You could bring a raya that this Kal V'chomer is flawed from the halachas of Nedarim Nedavos. Shemutu LeHediot, V'asur LeGavoa. Nedarim Nedavos are mutter to do, you're allowed to do Malachos Ochel Nefesh on Yom Tov for a Hediot. And nevertheless, you're not allowed to bring the Dharma Nadavos Ligavoa on Yom Tov. So certainly you shouldn't be allowed to bring Olos. And then you agree with that about the Nadarim Nadavos. So Amalem Beisilil said back, Nadarim Nadavos is not a problem for us at all. Because Malin Nadarim Nadavos Shein Kavu Elahen Zman. Nadarim Nadavos don't have to be brought specifically on Yom Tov. You can bring them whenever you want the whole rest of the year. So there's no reason to be matir based on the Kal V'chomer to bring them. Tomer V'Olos Riyah Shein Kavu Elahen Zman. But Olos Riyah is much more limited. You have to bring it three times a year, Dafka, when you come on Yom Tov time. So that should be subject to the Kal V'chomer. Amr Lehem Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai said, Av Zo in Kavua Lezman. The Olas Riyah doesn't have a Zman Kavua on Yom Tov. You could do it for 7 days after Yom Tov. Titanan, Misha Lo Chag, B'Yom Tov Rishon Shal Chag, Chogig V'Holech Kol HaRegel Kulov Yom Tov Achron Shal Chag. If someone was unable to bring a Chagig on the first day of Yom Tov, good, he's got 7 days later. He's got seven more days to still do it. So it's not Kavua Lezman. Amr Lehem Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, Afzu Kavua Lezman. That's still called Kavua Lezman for the Olas Riyah Titanan, because the Mishnah says, Avar HaRegel V'lo Chag, if the regal passes and you didn't bring it, so then you don't have to bring another carbon after Yom Tov. There's no way to fix it. You just missed the boat on it. And therefore, Yom Tov is considered its Zman Kavua, the Olas Riyah, because then you can't delay it for Chol HaMoed, lest you forget to do it at all on Yom Tov. Amlam Beishamai Velok Farnemar Lechem Lelagvah. But the Pasuk says that you're allowed to do Melech HaSochel Nefesh for yourselves, and we darshan, yeah, for yourselves, but not for Hegdish. Amalim Beisilu V'lokvar Nemar LaHashem. Yeah, but the Pasuk also says that you're supposed to make a Chag LaHashem, Kol De LaHashem. Anything that's LaHashem could be brought in Yom Tov, including an Olas Ri'iyah. Im Kein Matam Lo Melechem Lachem v'lo l'kutim. Lachem v'lo l'klavim. So what do we learn from Lachem? That Lachem, for your own purposes, the Torah allows ochel nefesh, but you're not allowed to do ochel nefesh melachos for gayim, or for dogs, for animals. So you're allowed to cook on Yantif, but you're not allowed to cook for non-Jews. You're only allowed to cook for Jewish humans. Abishol says this machloks b'sham Yisrael b'loshen acheres, in a slightly different way. That Beis Hillel says to the Beis Shammai that it's a kal v'chomer as follows. Ubma b'makom shekirascha stuma, kiras rabcha psucha, b'makom shekirascha psucha, enudin shekiras rabcha psucha. He says it as a mashal. The same kal v'chomer, just he uses the mashal of a kira, that just like on Shabbos, where the melachos for your food needs are aser, and a hakrava of a karban for a Kodesh Baruch Hu's mutter, Yom Tov, where even your own food needs are mutter, kol shekein, the karbanos are going to be mutter. V'chein badin, shleye shulchan chamale, and it makes sense that your table shouldn't be full, v'shulchan rabcha reikan, and your master's table, meaning a Kodesh Baruch Hu's table, to be left empty. So, what are the Tanakam and Abishol arguing about? They're both saying the same Kal v'chomer. That Beis Hillel is saying the same Kal v'chomer, just one of them says it directly, and one of them has a mashal about a kira and a shulchan. So, it says Gemara, Mar Savar Abishol holds in the Dar Mundavus Kraven B'yam Tov, Umar Savar in Kraven B'yam Tov. The Machlokas is really about Nidar Mundavus. Abishol holds that Beis Hillel thinks Nidar Mundavus can be brought in Yom Tov, and that's why it didn't go back and forth in the conversation where Beis Shammai says, but look, we're all in agreement Nidar Mundavus can't be brought, whereas the Tanakama holds they Taka are all in agreement that Nidar Mundavus cannot be brought, and Beis Hillel holds Beis Hillel would agree Nidar Mundavus cannot be brought in Yom Tov. Amar Rav Huna, L'divrei Amar Nidar Mundavus ain't Kraven B'yom Tov, lo teima midaraisa mechzachazu. If you say that Nidar Mundavus cannot be brought in Yom Tov, do not think that really on a Doraisa level it's mutter, v'rabbanan d'gazerbuhu, and it's just the Rabbanan that made a gzeira shema yisha, that we're afraid a person is going to delay his karbanos and he's not going to bring them until Yantif, so that he'll have enough meat for Yantov. So it's not about a din d'rabbanan, el afilu, mida oraisa nami lo chazu. The Dara Mundavus are not brought in Yantif, even mida oraisa. Because the Shtei Alechem of Shavuos is a mitzvah of the day, and there's no reason to make a gzeira that you're going to come to delay them, because there's no delaying. They can only be brought in Yom Tov. And yet, the baking of the Shtei Alechem is not Docheh Shabbos or Yom Tov. You have to bake them on Erev Yom Tov. So, if we really darshan from Lashem, that old Tzarchei Gavoa, even those that are not Zmana Kavua, are mutter on Yom Tov, why would we ask for baking the Shtei Alechem on Yom Tov? It has to be that it's not included in the drasha of La Hashem, that simply you cannot bring these things on Yom Tov. So it's an important point that the Gemara is making over here, that the drasha from the pasuk of what Ochel Nefesh includes. Ochel Nefesh includes La Hashem, things that are Chiyuvim La Hashem, but not Nedarim u'Nedavos, and certainly not for Kutim or for Behemoth. So even if you hold Nedarim u'Nedavos can not be brought in Yom Tov, you have to hold that that's a din da'oraisa, not a din mide rabbanan. Ibaytu ledivrei Amar Nedarim u'Nedavos ein kriven b'Yom Tov. Avar v'shachat mai. Let's say you hold Nedarim u'Nedavos cannot be brought in Yom Tov. What's the din if you already did the shechita on it? Do you do zrikas hadam on the mizbeach or not? Rava Amar Zorik Asadam al Menas Tahati Basar Bachila, you do Zrik Asadam al Mizbeach, so that the Basar will become mutter to eat, because you can't eat it until you do the Zrik Asadam, so it's a Tzorich Yom Tov to do the Zrik Asadam. Rava Rav Huna Amar Zorik Asadam al Menas Tahakter Emurin La'erev, you Zorik Asadam so that you could burn the Emurin that night, meaning the Emurin cannot be burnt on Yom Tov, the Emurin can be burnt all night afterwards, so you can't be makrav the emurim until you do the zrika sadam. So we allow the zrika even just to allow the haktar of the emurim after Yom Tov. My benayhu, what's the difference between Rava and Rabba Bar Rav Huna? Ika benayhu, nitma basar? What if there is no meat to be eaten because the basar all became tamei? O sha'avat, or it all got lost. L'rava lo zarek. According to Rava, you can't do zrikas adam because the only heter to do zrikas adam is if there's a yom tov meat to eat that meat. But l'rava Rav Huna zarek. According to Rava Rav Huna, you may do the zrikas adam because you're still going to have to do the hekter imurim. Meisvei asked the Gemara, Kivsei at Tzeres, the sheep that are brought on Shavuos together with the Shtei Alechem, which are Shalmei Tzibur, have the same din as all Shlamim, that if you shech them, Shalol L'shma, for the sake of another carbon, they're kosher, but you're not Yotzei the Chiv of the Shalmei Simcha, of the Shalmei Chagi, of the Kivsei at Tzeres, so you're going to have to bring another two sheep to be Yotzei that Chiv. So if you have Kivsei at Tzeres, Sheshchat and Shalol L'shma, that you shech, not l'shma yishech l'shem karbonala, or sheshchatan bein lefnei zmanan bein liachas zmanan, or yishechtan too early or too late before Shavuos, after Shavuos. In all these situations, you're not going to be yotzei chiyuv of shalmei atzeres. They just count as regular karbonal shlamim. Hadam yizarek v'abasr yeachel. You're allowed to do the zrikas adam and eat the meat. So that the Kohanim could eat the meat. Vim ha'isra Shabbos, and if Shavuos was on Shabbos and Yishechta Shalol Shema, lo Yizrok. You cannot be Zorik the Dam, because the Zrika is not going to allow the Basar to be eaten that day, because it's Asur to cook or roast the meat on Shabbos. And any time the Zrika is not going to allow the meat to be eaten that day, it's Asur to do the Zrika. It's an Issur Drabanan to do the Zrika. Even though you're delaying three mitzvahs, the same in the Torah, the mitzvah of Zrika, the mitzvah of Akhtara, the mitzvah of Achilles Kachim, still the Chum Kviyoka Dov Min HaTorah B'Shevi Al Tasa and tell you not to do the Zrika. V'im Zorak, and if you didn't ask a Shaila, and you went and you were Zorak, Hurtza, it counts. Al Menas LaHakter Emurim LaErev, and the Zrika's Kasher, and you're supposed to burn the Emurim that night on Motzai Shabbos and not on Shabbos itself. Im zarak diavid in lechachila, yeah. Im zarak, if you did it, that means b'diavid, but lechachila, you're not allowed to be zarak in order to be makter the emurim. So bishlam al ravenich, according to Rav, works out very good. That whenever the zrika is not going to be makshir achila for that day, it's also to do el rabbi Rav Huna kasha. According to Rabbi Rav Huna, this is difficult because Rabbi Rav Huna allows Rika even just for the purpose of being back to the Emurim. So it's more a kasha, it's taka difficulty according to Rabbi Rav Huna. V'ibay seima shayni shvus Shabbos mishvus Yom Tov. That an Isser Drabanan of Shabbos is more strict than an Isser Drabanan of Yom Tov. So the idea that we're going to aser Zrika for the sake of Haktaras Emurim is only a din in Shabbos, but on Yom Tov we're not going to ask Zrika for the sake of Haktaras Emunim. Okay, but Hashem, next time we'll pick up Chaf Alef Amin Alef at Ba'i Minei Rav Avya Sabel Minei Rav Huna.